Last week we discussed a couple of halachot to do with how to fix a mezuzah, and I want to carry on a little bit with that theme this week and discuss today the question of how the mezuzah should be placed, positioned on the doorway. And the Gemara Masechet Menachot Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Aleph says Asa'ak Min Nagar Psula, that if you fix the mezuzah on the doorpost like a peg, then it's pasul. And there's a machloket between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam what that means. According to Rashi, it means that you can't drill a hole into the doorpost and insert the mezuzah horizontally. Rather, it has to be upright. Whereas Rabbeinu Tam says the opposite. It mustn't be hanging like a peg vertically, but it should be horizontal. And this is the machloket that we have, and it corresponds to a machloket between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam as to whether or not the Sifrei Torah should be placed in the Aron HaKodesh, whether they should be standing up as we have them, or lying down as Rabbeinu Tam thought that we should have them. So the Tor in Yoredeus in Reish Pei Tetz if Bav says V'hamadak tikin yotzin zirei shneihem. So people who want to be very particular about the way they fulfill mitzvot, they actually try and fulfill both opinions simultaneously. And they have it half vertical, half horizontal. Kanun kafufa. They have it bent over at a right angle. So half of it is lying down, half of it is standing up, which is a very interesting way to have your mezuzah. It would be interesting to have mezuzah cases like that. I don't think anybody does it like that. And indeed, the Torah quotes the Rosh, his father, who says, "Nagu alma kaperus Rashi." The minag is to follow Rashi and to have the mezuzah upright, and indeed that's the way the Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Yoredeus and Reish Pei Tetz if Vav. The Mechaber says, like Rashi, that the mezuzah should be upright, and that's the minhag of Sfardim. However, the Ramah does bring down the view of Rabbeinu Tam, and he also writes that the Medaktikin tried to fulfill both opinions, but he says, they put it on a slant, and that is the correct way to do things, to have it on the slant, and that way one fulfills both opinions. However, it's brought down in the name of Chazon Ish and the Stipler. They both said that when we say put it on a slant, that doesn't mean it's a 45 degree angle, but it means essentially to have it upright, but tilt it a little bit. Why is that? Because they hold that essentially halacha is like Rashi, and that's the way they've done the Gaon Paskins as well, but as a nod to tradition and a nod to Shita of Rabbeinu Tam, so have it slightly slanting. That would still be fine according to Rashi, because essentially it's upright. And indeed, Rav Moshe Sternbach has a tshuva in Tshuva V'Hanagot Chelek Zayin, where he says that if you were to have it at a 45 degree, then that would be causing you more problems than it's worth, because that would be invalid according to Rashi. Once it's at 45 degrees, you can't say that it's upright in any sense. And therefore, according to Rashi, which is the Ikka Shita, it wouldn't be kosher, and it wouldn't be good like that. So just have it on a slight slant. Question comes up, what if you put your mezuzah in the case upside down by mistake? Then you realise once you've fixed it up, oh, you put it upside down, what's the top? You put it in the top of the mezuzah case, it's a fancy one, you put it the wrong way round, you realise it's the wrong way round. So Shulchan Aruch HaRav says that in such a case it would be pasul, and you need to take it down and re-affix it. Interesting question comes up, why do people not machmir to have two mezuzot, one upright and one horizontal? Wouldn't be a problem with Baal Tosif, because one of them is definitely incorrect. Whichever way you have it, the other way is incorrect. So only one of them is going to be correct. So people are machmir to have two sets of tefillin, one like Rashi, one like Rabbeinu Tam. So why don't we do that here as well? So there's a tshuva of the Nota Behuda in Madura Tinyana or Achaim Simon Talad, where he discusses this question with regard to tefillin, because this machloket Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, how to place the mezuzah horizontally or vertically, it's not just as far as mezuzah is concerned, also applies as far as tefillin is concerned. Rabbeinu Tam says the tefillin should be placed horizontally as well. So why does nobody have tefillin with the parashiot in horizontally? Everybody's tefillin parashiot are vertical, following Rashi. So the Nota Behuda says, because as far as the horizontal question is concerned, Rabbi Nitam is essentially Shitat Yachid. It's just him. Whereas, as far as the order of the Parshiot is concerned, there's other important poskim who hold like him, Rafai Gaon and Rafi Yosef Tov Elem and others, and therefore, because there's a group of Rishonim who hold like that, so therefore we some people are strict to be concerned about Shitat Rabbi Nitam, as far as the order of the Parshiot is concerned. But as far as the placing of the Parshiot, both in the Tefillin and the Mezuzah, it's a lone opinion, and therefore we don't really have to worry about it. Ad kan.